Welcome back into Varsity Hoops Live on the Final Score.tv. Steve Dion here, and today I'm joined by TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune. He's covering the South Sound as he always does. TJ, how you doing today?
You know, it's so much warmer now that we get to cover things that are inside.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so great. Yes.
The rain, the snow, and the sleet. Yeah. This is good. This is a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a taste of that at the Tacoma Dome for the state championships for football, and we stay indoors for basketball season, and we don't have to carry umbrellas when we go out and cover high school games. It's a great thing.
Well, I think basketball is also one of my favorite sports to cover. Just, you know.
Quick games.
I'm being inside, quick games. You know, generally have a lot of good talent in the area, too, especially in this Tacoma, Seattle area.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think, especially when you look at that Metro League this year, it might be one of the more talented Metro Leagues up there we've ever seen.
Absolutely. Lots of great action going on for sure. And, you know, we're jumping into the holiday break. Lots of tournaments going on. League play has kind of got a little bit of games played underway, but we'll really jump back into it when we turn the calendar over to 2017. You know, from what you've seen so far, you know, what teams have kind of stood out in the SPSL 4A and the NPSL 4A so far this year?
Well, last year, Curtis made the Tacoma Dome for the state tournaments. I made a really good run. Actually, was number two ranked team all year, and then just fell short in the semifinals. But they lost their two-time league MVPs. Now playing college ball as Ashanti Potts-Woods. They do return a really solid big man in John Moore. He's 6'3", but just a great mid-range shot. And it's now his turn to kind of be the team leader. He's been a three-year starter there. And they also got this kid, Tim Kelly, the coach there, just really loved his improvement, is Sindhu Diallo, a guard who can play a little bit forward, too. And they got their starting point guard back in Nate Ward. So Curtis was looking good, but the other night they actually lost to Emerald Ridge.
Wow.
And Emerald Ridge is a really sneaky team because they return all five of their starters from last year, including these two just fantastic guards, Daniel Gregory and Jason Cassens. And they were able to beat Curtis by 2 points the other night in league play. And I think that was their first win over Curtis since the 2011-2012 season, I think. So it's been a long time. Curtis has owned this league. But we kind of knew Emerald Ridge was going to be good. Now we actually just came with our updated boys basketball rankings, and we put Emerald Ridge ranked 8th and Curtis ranked 10th. Those are probably the two biggest 4A SPSL teams to watch. But now that they've added these narrows teams, because the narrows league is no longer existing, and so they joined the three schools that were still 4A were in the narrows league joined the 4A SPSL. So you got Bellarm Prep in this league, which won 4A narrows title last year. Malachi Flynn now starting Washington State, so that's a big loss they're trying to make up for there. But they've got Joey Bedoya back at guard and Christian Moore at forward, so they still got some decent pieces left. Project them to be competing for the state or for the league title there. And then Olympia is pretty good as well. They were another 4A narrows stalwart. It's kind of interesting for all the coaches there because they haven't seen a ton of South Kitsap, Bellarmine, and Olympia. Same with those three schools, haven't seen a lot of the 4A SPSL. So it's kind of it's hard to predict the league, but assume the curse is going to be right there. And Emerald Ridge seems to be coming out strong as well.
And what have you seen over on the girls' side and the SPSL and the NPSL so far?
Well, we just talked about Bellarmine Prep for the boys. The Bellarmine Prep for the girls are really a young team, but they got this junior forward, Shalise Smith, who might be one of the best posts in the state this year. She just can do so much, and handling the ball and posting up, and her face-up game is so much improved. She's reigning in the 4A Narrows MVP last year as a sophomore, now as a junior, and leading that team. They got a really nice point guard, Rael Frazier and Madeline Garcia. Coach Kevin Minus there has a lot of great pieces with them, and Rogers is very young as well, but they've got a senior forward, Jesse Westering. She's actually the granddaughter of Frosty Westering, the former PLU football coach. And her dad is current PLU football coach, Scott Westering. Her sister is actually the girls basketball coach at Sumner. And now they're in the same league. So she'll have to play against her sister a couple of times. So, but they have a really lot of good young pieces with them, too. This freshman is the niece of the coach, Amy Looker, whose husband is Dane Looker, the former NFL receiver.
Right.
Her niece is Reagan Barrett, and she's actually looking really good for them, too. So combined with that, the senior Jesse and a lot of the young pieces, I think Rogers is hoping to contend with Bellarmine for a league title. And Curtis is always going to be in the running for that as well.
Definitely. You know, you'd mentioned, especially with some of those boys teams there, that a lot of graduating seniors last year. Would you say that that kind of contributes to maybe a little bit of a dip from, you know, the real competitive South Sound hoop scene that we saw last year? Or is it right where it's at?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You hit that on the dot. I mean, it's so different of a landscape. I mean, last year you had so much talent with Jalen McDaniels at Federal Way, now playing for San Diego State. Malachi Flynn's now starting for Washington State. Ja'Cory McLaughlin now starting for Oregon State.
Wow.
He was at Peninsula last year. Then you had David Jenkins, who it was one of the Wilson's all. I'm actually one of Tacoma's all-time leading scorers. Graduated from Wilson last year, and Trevion Brown and Ryan Auburn Mountain View was just completely gutted by just graduating seniors and a bunch of them playing out Western Oregon. It's just so different of a landscape. You just talked about Curtis and their two-time MVP, and he graduated, Ashanti Potts Woods. We had an all-area team last year, and just about all of them graduated. One guy that will be really fun to watch, though, is at Foss, Roberto Giddens. He just committed to Boise State and just super athletic, can play the wing, can play the post, can bring the ball up the floor, just does so much. And now they're playing in 2A. Last year they were in the 3A Narrows, and it's their first year down playing in 2A. And we've had them ranked number one just because of having him back. And that guy is a Division I talent playing 2A basketball. And they got a couple of other starters back this year too. But he's kind of the guy who's stepped up as probably the biggest talent in the area. But also 2B ball, there's this kid, Luke Lovely. He's 6'8" and pretty much plays the point guard for them in 2B basketball. Yeah, he's a two-time league MVP in their league and has a two-time all-area selection for us, too. And he's actually committed to Point Loma and Nazarene, but it is so fun to watch him playing, too, because he handles the ball. He's not just a big guy. He just does everything for him. He's got a highlight reel dunk just about every single night. So him and Roberto Ginn seem like the two funnest players to watch so far in Pierce County.
Gotcha. So with that being said, with kind of things opening up, you know, you'd mentioned Emerald Ridge is kind of a sneaky team. What dark horse teams are you seeing on both the boys and the girls side this year?
Huh, that's an interesting question. I mean, NPSL, I really think like Kent Ridge seems like kind of a dark horse team. You know, they lost a couple pieces from last year, but they got these two just really solid guards back and, AJ Chappelle I'm kind of losing his name now. Their other guy, they just transferred in from Kent Meridian.
Okay.
Markel Banks, that was his name.
Gotcha.
Those two guys have actually made Kent Ridge a really interesting runner in the NPSL Cascade Division. Even Kentwood is expected to kind of run away from that league. I mean, that was a team playing in the 4A state title last year, kind of as an unknown. Kind of ran through the Tacoma Dome and faced Federal Way, and actually was beating Federal Way for 22 minutes of that game before Federal Way went on to run away and win its second consecutive title in its 43rd consecutive game. Federal Way is actually a really interesting piece of this, too, because they lost four of their five starters from last year. And I mean, two teams that you could consider one of the best runs in state history, winning those back-to-back state titles.
Absolutely.
The only guy they have returning starting-wise is their point guard, Marcus Stevens. Mm-hmm. But they've now won 52 consecutive games dating back to 2 years ago. And they need eight more to set the state record, a 4A state record for most consecutive wins. Ferris currently holds the record for consecutive wins at 59. And they look like they have a really great shot to do it. Their schedule looks pretty favorable to them. Their league seems to be a little bit down. So they seem like they're the front runner in that Olympic division of the NPSL. So Federal Way looking actually to make it could put a stamp in history. And you know, there's so many athletes on that team, even though they lost four of the five starters. They say that all 12 of those guys they put in are able to dunk. So they think that right now actually put them number one in our 4A rankings after Gonzaga Prep lost to Ferris the other night. So see them maybe winning a third consecutive state title. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll definitely be interesting. Jerome Collins has really been able to retool there and put together something pretty special. I'm here with TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune. And TJ, before I let you go, we'll take a look at some of the other conferences that you cover, the PCL, the South Sound League, and the Nisqually League. Which boys and girls teams have kind of stood out through a couple weeks of the season thus far, and who are you liking to be playoff-bound teams this year?
Well, we just talked about FOSS moving down to 2A, and that really opens up things in the 3A PCA, because it was always FOSS, Lincoln, Wilson, the three Tacoma schools, always competing for league titles in that 3A and Barrels, which is basically turning into the 3A Pierce County League. But I went and watched Lincoln Wilson last week, and I thought Wilson just had a ton of talent coming into the year. Emmett Matthews Jr. is a junior guard / forward for Wilson. That guy is so athletic, and he gets in transition and makes just highlight plays, like makes them look really easy. But Lincoln actually ran away from that in that game because they just play like such a team. They got this guard, Trevante Anderson, a junior for them, and just looks so much stronger and smoother this year. Lincoln seems to be the favorite. Actually, last night won the Navy bracket of the Mission Prep Christmas tournament over in California. So they went down there and beat up a couple of California teams. And they're looking to overall, just, they go 12 deep, but they've got so many pieces that they can work with. I think Lincoln's a favorite in the 3A Pierce County League. Right ahead of Wilson, Spanaway Lake is kind of a dark horse there as well. Guys are kind of taking the lumps 4A, now moving down to 3A. The South Sound Conference, I thought Timberline with Eric Stevens coming back on their guard. He was a 4A Narrows first team selection last year, now playing a 3A South Sound Conference. Thought they'd be the favorite, but Capital seems to be kind of pulling itself away. They had a big win over River Ridge yesterday, already beat Timberline earlier this year. Got a transfer from Black Hills and TJ Mickelson, a guard for them, and Chris Penner's play bites out. So Capital seems to be like, that could be the front runner now, even though we thought Timberline might be earlier in the year in the South Sound. Lincoln girls, I mean, they went to Tacoma Dome last year, and they seem to be running away with this thing at 3A Pierce County League. And Gig Harbor seems to have returned a lot of girls and off to a good start in the 3A South Sound Conference. We got them ranked number 10 in our 3A rankings. And, White River in the 2A SPSL, they're going to play Bothell tonight in the Showare Center, and that's the number 2 4A team Bothell versus the number 1 2A team White River, so that should be really interesting. They got the San Diego University of San Diego commit and Kendall Bird, their post. So girls basketball too, there's a lot of great talent and great teams as well, so looking forward to seeing how that shakes out.
It's going to be good stuff. TJ, appreciate you jumping on with us, and enjoy the non-league tournament play, and then we'll catch you down the line when conference play continues back in coming up in 2017.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Absolutely. There he is, TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune. Make sure to catch his South Sound coverage. He's covering a lot of different leagues, and he's got a lot of great stuff there. Make sure to catch the Final Score.tv coverage all season long, where we're going to have exclusive interviews, coaches, interviews, scores, highlights, and a whole lot more. It's the Final Score.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school hoops coverage.